DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
And now for a look at this week's radio recommendations, compiled by Angela and read by Gilly. Starting with Saturday the 30th of May and comedy. The inimitable P.G. Wodehouse celebrates the works of the author, with his characters brought to life by Simon Cadell, Michael Horden and Richard Briers. It's on at a choice of times on Radio 4 Extra, 10 a.m, 3 p.m. or 9 p.m. The Miles Davis story continues. Clark Peters looks at the jazz musician's battle with heroin addiction and how he looked to his boxing idols, Jack Johnson and Sugar Ray Robinson, for strength and discipline to overcome his demons. That's the Miles Davis story at 10:30 a.m. on Radio 4 and repeated on Monday the 1st of June at 4:30 p.m. Today's Radio 4 drama is a two-parter. Starting today, of The King Must Die, Mary Renault's novel based on the myth of Theseus. The young hero sets out to solve the mystery of his birth and follow his destiny. It's on Radio 4 at 3 p.m. Arsenal fans will be sure to tune in to the Champions League final as the Gunners take on Paris Saint-Germain. Enjoy the build-up from 4 p.m. with live commentary starting at 5 p.m. on Radio 5. Finally, for Saturday the 30th of May, Archive on 4 brings us a collection of archive recordings of Muhammad Ali, including interviews, commentary, poetry and song, to mark the 10th anniversary of his death. Archive on 4, the Louisville Lip, is at 8 p.m. on Radio 4. On to Sunday the 31st of May. Lauren Laverne's guest on Desert Island Discs this week is former motorcycle racer Guy Martin. It's at 10 a.m. on Radio 4 and repeated on Friday the 5th of June at 9 a.m. Geraldine James stars in today's Radio 4 drama, Moon Tiger, Penelope Lively's 1987 novel of love, loss and the importance of memory. As her daughter interrogates her about her past, a dying historian attempts to piece together a history of her life. Moon Tiger is at 3 p.m. on Radio 4. Alternatively, on Radio 3 at the same time is Music Matters, Mark Radcliffe's Nature Ramblings, an exploration of music works inspired by the natural world. Tune in to Radio 3 at 3 p.m. It's followed by Jazz Record Requests and recordings by, among others, Dave Brubeck, Ella Fitzgerald and Miles Davis, at 4 p.m. on Radio 3. And now a look at those programmes which are broadcast each weekday at the same time. Book of the Week is The Street Clinic, specialist mental health nurse Dorcas Gawata's memoir of working with people affected by knife crime in London. At 11:45 a.m. each day on Radio 4 and repeated at 12:30 a.m. each night. To mark what would have been her 100th birthday comes Bombshell, Five Faces of Marilyn Monroe, a look at the life and myths of the Hollywood legend. The opening episode explores how Monroe crafted a sympathetic backstory for herself, blurring reality and fantasy. At 1:45 p.m. each day on Radio 4. Composer of the Week is Surrey-born composer and conductor Arthur Bliss, 1891 to 1975. Donald MacLeod is joined by Bliss's biographer Paul Spicer as they chart his early years during World War I. Influences such as Vaughan Williams and Stravinsky and the impact of the death of his brother at 4 p.m. each day on Radio 3. The essay this week explores the life and legacy of five lesser-known contemporaries of the most famous Soviet symphonist, Dmitri Shostakovich, each of whom also had a turbulent relationship with the authorities. That's the essay, The Other Shostakoviches, each night at 9:45 p.m. on Radio 3. John of John by Douglas Stewart continues in the book at bedtime slot, each night at 10:45 p.m. on Radio 4. Now, here are some individual programmes to listen to throughout the week, starting with Monday the 1st of June. In Siblings Unpicked, comedian and actor Stephen Mangan and his sister Anita delve into their sibling relationship with the help of psychotherapist Philippa Perry. A serious subject, as the programme looks at the psychological, emotional and scientific facts, but often hilarious thanks to this winning brother and sister partnership. Siblings Unpicked is at 11 a.m. on Radio 4. In this week's Conversations from a Long Marriage, starring Joanna Lumley and Roger Allam, Joanna is enchanted by two seagull chicks nesting on the porch roof, while Roger is concerned that a widowed friend has brought a guest to stay with them, who looks just like Joanna. It's at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. Now, to Tuesday, 2nd of June. The series The Gift continues. It is a criminal offence to take an at-home DNA test in France, and Audrey and Arthur must break the law if they want to unlock the truths hidden in their genes. The Gift is at 9 a.m. on Radio 4 and repeated on Wednesday the 3rd of June at 9 p.m. The drama Our Friends in the North continues. The year is 1966 and Mary and Tosca are married and bringing up their baby in a new high-rise council flat. However, both the flat and the marriage are already showing cracks. At 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. Radio 3 in Concert comes live from the Wigmore Hall tonight as Martin Handley introduces Norwegian opera star Lise Davidson and South African-born pianist James Bailiou in an evening of songs by Franz Schubert. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. on Radio 3. Finally, for Tuesday the 2nd of June, In Touch, the programme for the visually impaired with Peter White, is at 8:45 p.m. on Radio 4. Wednesday the 3rd of June. Today's Radio 4 drama is Relocation, Relocation, a comedy drama set in a secondary school. Sir Ken is trying to force through a restructure, which means that some staff will be relocated to more challenging schools, at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. And more drama today, with a dramatisation of Neville Shute's 1940 novel, Hidden Treasures, Landfall. RAF pilot Jerry Chambers is patrolling the skies above the south coast of England when he becomes implicated in a tragic military disaster. Can he clear his name after being blamed for the sinking of a British submarine? A choice of times, 2:30 p.m. or 8:30 p.m. on Radio 4 Extra. Thursday the 4th of June. There's a new series of Bottom Line with Evan Davis. Following the first sub-2-hour marathon, he examines the manufacture of running shoes and trainers at 12:04 on Radio 4. Today's drama is The London Recruits. In 1970, as apartheid grips South Africa, an ANC exile in London recruits sympathisers to fly out to Cape Town as tourists and plants seeds from which resistance against the regime can start to grow. The London Recruits is at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. In this week's Ramblings, Claire Balding explores the south side of Anglesey with friends Emily Coates and Nick Parry, who discuss what makes the area so special to them at 3 p.m. on Radio 4. And finally, on to Friday the 5th of June. Amphibians are the most threatened type of vertebrates. Why are they in danger? And can we save them? Find out in Rare Earth, Eye of Frog, Toe of Newt at 12:04 p.m. on Radio 4. When Sudanese pizza delivery driver Mo arrives at a Cardiff house, he finds a dead body. Convinced he will be a suspect, Mo decides not to alert the authorities and flees the crime scene, but he can't stop thinking about the dead woman. That's today's drama, Limelight, The Courier, at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. Finally, why not end this week with Mylene Klass and her selection of relaxing music designed to ease away the stresses and strains of the day? Tune in to Calm Classics on Classic FM at 10 p.m. Happy listening.
Hello, this is Val from Wharfdale Talking News with my selection of audio-described TV programmes for the period Saturday 30th of May to Friday 5th of June 2026. So starting with Saturday the 30th of May, today starts with the usual triple bill of the sitcom Frasier at 9:10, followed by 4 episodes of The Simpsons at 10:50. Both on Channel 4. There is live coverage of 2 rugby league finals today from Wembley Stadium, starting with the Women's Challenge Cup final between Wigan Warriors and St Helens on BBC Two, kick-off 11:45 a.m. Wigan Warriors meet Hull Kingston Rovers in the Men's Challenge Cup final on BBC One, kick-off 3 p.m. Although these events are not audio-described, the commentary should give you an idea of the action. The chef ends his trip in New York in James Martin's American Adventure on ITV1 at 12:30 p.m. Cast your mind back to 1983, when Shergar, the world's most valuable racehorse of the era, was abducted at gunpoint from Ballymoney Stud in County Kildare. Decades later, the mystery of what became of Shergar remains unsolved. Tonight's documentary, Shergar, the Racehorse and the IRA, on Channel 4 at 8 p.m, investigates. In today's visit to the hospital drama Casualty on BBC One at 8:25 p.m, Flynn uncovers more evidence on Bard. Spade interrogates the intruder and learns that there are some people who still very much want him dead. The drama Monsieur Spade continues on the You and Drama channel at 9 p.m. Dan fights to win Zoe back in tonight's episode of the drama 2 Weeks in August on BBC One at 9:15 p.m. The action drama Taken, starring Liam Neeson, is tonight's late film on ITV1 at 10:50 p.m. On to Sunday, 31st of May. Sunday with Laura Koonsberg, featuring interviews with politicians and key public figures, is on BBC One at 9 a.m. Live audio-described coverage of the Women's FA Cup final, when Brighton and Hove Albion meet Manchester, is on Channel 4, kick-off 3 p.m. The Naturalist and team travel to the mountains of Kyrgyzstan on a mission to witness the snow leopard. Expedition with Steve Batchel is on BBC Two at 5:25 p.m. In tonight's episode of Death Valley on BBC One at 8:15, Janie and John investigate when a junior member of a TV crew overdoses in an actor's trailer. Staying on BBC One, this is followed at 9 p.m. with the drama Dear England. Gareth Southgate's guilt weighs heavily on his conscience in the aftermath of a devastating defeat at Wembley. A three-part documentary series starts tonight investigating a charity for seriously ill children launched by a teenager who is battling a brain tumour. However, the charity was perhaps not what it seemed. The Mother of All Cons is on BBC Two at 9 p.m. A new tense thriller, Tiptoe, from writer Russell T Davies, starts tonight on Channel 4 at 9. A minor feud starts to escalate into danger when Leo gives his next-door neighbour his spare key. Continues tomorrow at the same time. A new series of the Australian drama following members of a jury at a murder trial starts tonight. A cold case from 1968 draws attention when a person researching it is killed. The first two episodes of Cape Rock Killer start at 10:45 p.m. on ITV One. Here are those programmes which are on at the same time throughout the week. On BBC One, Homes Under the Hammer is at 11:15 a.m, Bargain Hunt is at 12:15, and Great Continental Railway Journeys is at 6:30 p.m, Monday to Friday. Natalie Cassidy, Caring Together, is at 2 p.m. Monday to Thursday only. Dickinson's Real Deal is on ITV One at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday. On Channel 4, there are four episodes of the sitcom Frasier starting at 9:10 Monday to Friday. On ITV 3, there are two episodes of Heartbeat starting at 5:50 and 6:55 p.m. Monday to Friday. Now for Monday, 1st of June. More adventures on the UK's canals in Narrow Escapes on Channel 4 at 4 p.m. Kelvin faces a devastating loss when a three-day-old lamb breaks its leg. Fletcher's Family Farm is on ITV 1 at 7:30 p.m. A young, handsome and charismatic priest joins the parish in The Brokenwood Mysteries on the U and Drama Channel at 8 p.m. There are more than 1.5 million women of reproductive age in the UK who suffer from endometriosis, an excruciatingly painful condition for which there is no cure. The broadcaster Emma Barnett meets some of the women, like her, who must live with its effects. Emma Barnett, Fighting Endometriosis, is on BBC Two at 9 p.m. The final episode of the drama Dear England is on BBC One at 9. As Euro 2024 begins, the team struggles and pressure mounts. The second part of the drama Tiptoe is on Channel 4 at 9. Tuesday, 2nd of June. In the semi-final of Interior Design Masters with Alan Carr on BBC One at 8 p.m, the three remaining designers head to Brighton and Hove Albion Football Club Stadium to transform two hospitality boxes each. In tonight's episode of Bake Off the Professionals, the remaining five teams must create 24 identical Battenberg cakes and the same number of reinvented versions of the cake. Catch up with them on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. Several choices at 9 tonight. The Strictly Come Dancing professional, Amy Dowden, looks into her family tree in tonight's episode of Who Do You Think You Are on BBC One. A new documentary series, The Vardys, starts on ITV One at 9, following Jamie Vardy and family as they start a new life in Italy. Continues at the same time Tuesday and Wednesday. Anna realises how much things have changed for her and seeks some guidance. The drama The Falling is on Channel 4 at 9. When Amanda Blakefield is left an enormous inheritance by a man she has neither met nor heard of before, her life starts to fall apart. The new drama The Fortune starts on Channel 5 at 9, continues at the same time tomorrow. Events spiral toward an intense and devastating conclusion in the final episode of Half Man on BBC One at 10:40 p.m. In the documentary Witness, Fergal Keane's Journey of Hope on BBC Two at 11 p.m, the journalist explains why he is still full of hope after four decades covering war, genocide and famine, and argues that the answer lies in the bravery he has witnessed. On to Wednesday, the 3rd of June. The professor examines nuclear fusion in tonight's episode of The Future with Hannah Fry on BBC Two at 7:30 p.m. We meet a bunch of excitable staffy puppies in For the Love of Dogs with Alison Hammond on ITV One at 7:30. In tonight's episode of MasterChef on BBC One at 8 p.m, the finalists jet off to the Caribbean to face challenges designed to broaden their culinary horizons. Amanda attempts to persuade Felicity to give her the money she needs to buy a house. Amandaland is on BBC One at 9 p.m. We look at the work of surgeons and their teams as they undertake critical operations in Scotland. Surgeons at the Edge of Life is on BBC Two at 9. The final episode of the drama The Falling is on Channel 4 at 9 p.m. Thursday, 4th of June. Finals week continues in MasterChef on BBC One at 8 p.m. A widow wants to preserve her late husband's memories as well as future-proof her home. George Clark's Beautiful Builds is on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. In Edinburgh, a search begins for a missing Chinese student. Reported missing is on BBC One at 9 p.m. We are shown the footballer's meteoric rise to fame in David Beckham in 10 pictures on BBC Two at 9. Four contestants are in with a realistic chance of becoming the 21st Taskmaster champion. Taskmaster is on Channel 4 at 9 p.m. Keen to thank the staff, the Hardacres throw a servant's ball where the staff will be waited on by the family. The Hardacres is on Channel 5 at 9 p.m. And so we come to Friday, the 5th of June. In their final challenge, the cooks serve a three-course menu, but will they have done enough to impress the judges? Find out in MasterChef The Final on BBC One at 8 p.m. Kate Quilton investigates the uncertainty over summer holidays ever since jet fuel prices have soared and caused thousands of flights to be cancelled. Will My Summer Holidays Be Cancelled is on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. We follow the teams who look after two of the National Trust's most unusual houses in Hidden Treasures of the National Trust on BBC One at 9 p.m. A new series of Celebrity Gogglebox starts on Channel 4 at 9. Agnes Gate crashes Kathy's book club. Mrs. Brown's Boys is on BBC One at 9:30 p.m. And we end the week with a double bill of the hospital drama St. Denis Medical on BBC One at 10:40 p.m. I do hope that you find something in this week's selection that will appeal to you.
DNF Soundings.